Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my Good Nanny Radio,
MGN Radio,
the best show on Blog Talk Radio for family information and entertainment. Thanks for tuning in.
Hi, today is December 15th, and it is Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central Time, and welcome to MGN Radio Podcast. I am your host, Miss Tossy, and we're so excited to be chatting about something that's near and dear to my heart, which is hair and healthy hair, natural hair. Our guest today, Miss Lola Fawora, is a business analyst and with a bachelor degree in banking and finance from the University of Lagos, Nigeria, and has a master's degree in business administration from Keller Graduate Management School. She is the founder of editorinkinks.com and lolafawora.com. She's born in Nigeria, but she lives in Chicago with her husband and three daughters. And her experiences from taking care of her own natural hair and her daughter's hair led her to become an author of her first book, Healthy Hair is Good Hair, a quick guide to developing a healthy, natural hair care regimen. I love it. I really do. And she's also authored two other e-books that can be found on Amazon. So, like I always tell our guests, before we get into and delve into our podcast, we have to pay some bills. So this is a good time to grab your pen and paper, because you know we always drop knowledge on our podcast. For those of you who might not have heard of our podcast, MGN Radio has been around for many years, and basically we support and promote women and moms in business. And we chat about anything that's of interest to the parenting mom, dad community. So thank you for joining us, and make sure you follow us on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, so I have to pay some bills, and I will be back after this with our special guest, Lola.
Attention all sports fans. Let this holiday season be the most enjoyable one yet. Try our new mobile sports app and play along live with your favorite teams. Download, play, and share the fun with the entire family. Compete and win free games, prizes, and brand-named gear. Go to firefan.com. That's Firefan, FIREFAN.com, and enter code SWAG, SWAG, to register and try our new one-of-a-kind interactive sports app. Let the games begin.
Hair Yum is the fastest growing vegan hair care product on the market. Hair Yum can transform your hair with one wash. Cleanse with no harsh chemicals, sulfates, or detergents. The Hair Yum collection is available now at hairyum.com. Take the challenge. Go vegan. Get Hair Yum at hairyum.com. That's HAIRYUM.com. Your hair will thank you for it.
All right, we are live with our podcast, and I did want to shout out CarTots.com. Car, C-A-R, Tots, T-O-T-S.com, features remote control ride on power wheels that every toddler is sure to love this holiday season. So check out CarTots.com to see the large selection of remote control ride-on cars and trucks, and make this season an extra special one. All right, check out CarTots.com. Okay, so I did want to, my producer had mentioned as I was chatting away that I have to really mention and thank, I'm speechless and honored to be featured as Woman of Wednesday by author and Huffington Post writer Olivia Cole. So if you go to Facebook page, Hair Yum, we're going to post it on My Good Nanny. If you're a member of our mailing list, Dare to Aspire, or HairYum.com, we are going to send out the article. And I was really, really speechless and honored that, you know, Olivia Cole, a great writer, a great author, featured me as part of her series that features phenomenal women. So please check it out, comment, heart it, It's a really good interview, and you can learn something about my journey into the hair care business. Okay, so I wanted to also mention Dare to Aspire Conference, our seventh conference in Atlanta next year. Don't forget, ladies, you know we always sell out of our vendor booths and our sponsorships. Dare to Aspire Conference, that's the number two, aspire.com. Okay, now Christmas is right around the corner. And so that's why I'm kind of happy to be chatting with Lola. Lola, why do I keep saying Lola? Lola. I know she's going to be like, okay, are you Nigerian or what, you know? But Lola, okay, you know, Christmas is around the corner. She has these amazing books and ebooks, so I did want to chat with her. So let me connect her. Let me connect her. Hi, Lola.
Hi, Tulsi. How are you?
I'm fine. Welcome to our show. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be on tonight.
Oh, we are so excited. And if y'all have not been to click the link, you will see her lovely picture and her beautiful hair. So
let's get started.
Okay, we talked about your background, but tell us in your words your journey into writing, you know, the book about hair and natural hair. Share with us your journey.
Thank you. So like you said, my name is, well, since you're saying Lola, then I'll call you Lola, like a Nigerian, right? My name is Lola Fuwura. I was born and raised in Nigeria and moved into the U.S. with my husband in 1999. So I had my first daughter in 2000 and then the second daughter in 2002. And then gradually I started, you know, doing the hair, the natural hair. It was kind of overwhelming initially, like, oh my God, I have to do two hairs at the same time. So you finish with one and then the other one is waiting to do the hair. But then once I'm done with whatever style I do for them, usually it was cornrows, they will come, they give me a hug, they go to the mirror, they look, you know, they look at themselves, they know they're beautiful, and then they come, they give me a hug. And that was precious to me, right? Having my girls do that, which means even at that young age, even when they were still a little bit younger, they knew what it was to have beautiful hair. So I decided to, okay, I was going to leave their hair natural, of course. But then for me, in 2003, actually in 2002, I was on hair forums just reading and seeing all these beautiful girls with, you know, with the natural hair. And I was like, I think I should also do that too. So one day I went to, in Chicago, downtown Chicago, I was going into a store, which is now Macy's. Then it used to be called Marshall Fields. And then there was this young lady that was coming out of the door, and then I looked at her hair. It was black and shiny. And I was like, oh, I love your hair. And she told me, thank you. You know, that's my natural hair. I'm like, really? How did you get it like that? She said, oh, I twisted it. I'm like, oh, okay, thanks. Beautiful. And there and then I knew, okay, yes, I'm going to wear my own natural hair too. Because then back, you know, growing up in Nigeria, nobody ever taught us how to take care of our hair. It was, and then even while we were in school, you know, secondary school, primary school, we had a low cut because then our parents believed that if you had a low cut, then you wouldn't have time, you know, to be wasting, you know, on your hair. You can face your study, you know, read your books, like they will say. But then after college, then you were able to perm the hair. But then I just noticed that every 2 weeks, it was like my hair was ready for another touch-up. And I'm like, for how long will I do this? So in 2003, I just told my husband, hey, let's go to the barber shop. I was, you know, ready to cut off my hair. I was like, are you sure this is what you want to do? I said, yeah, sure. So that was how I started the journey. But then other mothers will see my daughter's hair and they'll be like, oh, we love your hair. How do you take care of that? I'm like, okay, there's no need keeping this information to myself. Let me share that information with other mothers so they know what to do with their daughter's hair. And if they know that, then they can also teach the daughters how to take care of their natural hair, and then we can pass that on from generation to generation. So that's my journey into natural hair.
I love it. And you said a lot in a little bit of time, but I love everything that you said about, you know, you're a mom of three girls just doing their hair. And like you said, growing up back home, you know, we cut our hair or permed it.
Yeah.
And just for everybody, a question as we start, you know, what does it mean to have natural hair. And in my opinion, I'm like, natural hair is when you forego heat and chemical relaxers. Is that your definition of natural hair?
Yes, that's correct. And then some would say if you have some color in there, then you're like a naturalista. But, you know, it's different for everybody. But that natural hair to me is just your natural hair growing out of your hair, out of your head without any other intervention, be it color, be it heat, or be it chemical. So that's my own definition for natural hair.
I love it. I love it. And this book, Healthy Hair, because you are author of three books, and I'm going to talk about each one, but I'll stick to the first two before I get into my third that I love.
Okay.
But the first one, Healthy Hair is Good Hair. Like, how did you write the book? How long did it take you? You know, what can people expect to find in the content of the book?
So for the book, I decided – actually, why did I even – I had different topics, you know. I had different titles, different options. But then during a period of time, there was this kind of back and forth in the natural hair community about, you know, hair is curly hair. And I'm like, oh, no, whether curly hair, whether kinky hair, coarse hair, thin hair, full hair, as long as your hair is healthy, that is the good hair. Right, because that's the hair that's coming out of your scalp. As long as you're taking care of it, that is good hair. So initially, when I knew I wanted to write a book on natural hair care, but my initial thought or my initial idea of the book was going to be to interview like 25 or 30 natural girls just so they can share their story and then put all the stories together in a book. That was what I had in mind. But then my friend invited me to a workshop for little girls and even boys, and then I had to talk about natural hair. And there was a lady sitting in there, and she was like, Lola, you have everything together. You can just put all this information. This information you know, but we don't know. I would love to have that information. So why don't you just put all that together, and then that's your book. I'm like, really? Is it that easy? Riley, that's her name, Riley. I'm like, Riley, is it that easy? She said, yeah, sure, Lola, that's it. That's how you write a book. You don't need to wait and have all this, you know, all this information, doing so much research. Just what you have said today, what you have shown the other mothers and their daughters, that's enough for a book. And that was how I said, you know what, okay, let me just go ahead and put this together. And that was how the book was birthed.
Wow, I love that. I love that you didn't waste time. Some people say, oh, if I don't have a editor, I don't have a this, I don't have a that. You went and your book is on Amazon, so everybody can go to Amazon.com. You can even just type in your name. All your books will pop up. But I love the Healthy Hair is Good Hair, a quick guide to developing a healthy, natural hair care regimen. So with your hair is gorgeous. Like, what?
Thank you.
What do you do every day? Like, do you twist it? Like, somebody's looking at the picture and is like, wow, I want to have healthy hair. What can I do? How do I start? What would you tell them?
So it's so funny. See that picture? It's amazing how things just happen. I remember that picture. It's supposed to be a bantu knot, but my hair didn't dry all the way when I was ready to do the photo shoot. So it was kind of puffy. But really, it turned out really, really well. So sometimes I know for sure. Not sometimes. I know that for sure. That things don't have to be perfect. If you're looking for perfection, we'll never do anything. Follow your gut, listen to your instinct, and then go ahead and do what you have to do. So what was your question again? I forgot.
I think you answered it. I said, I talked about, I like that you explained your hair, but my main question was, what do you do to your hair on a daily basis? Or like when you do your kids' hair, this is one, because I'm a mom of two girls, do your kids scream? Do they cry? Like, you know, talk about your hair care regimen and then your children. What do you do for their hair?
Okay. So right now for me, I used to wear braids, but I no longer, it's been a long while since I wore braids. So now it's just me doing my natural hair. So I try to do twist. I do twist and then do twist out. But I found my signature style to be bantu knot out. So I do the bantu and then do the knot out. But then when I try to, as much as possible, to do the low manipulation style. So when I do my twist, I clip them together And I can, you know, wear that for a week or two. And then I can wash my hair. And then the next time I can just do the twist for 1 week and then do the bantu knot. And then the following, the second week, I wear a bantu knot out. And then nighttime, I moisturize and then retwist if I want to. Or sometimes if I'm feeling lazy when it's just too late, I don't want to bother with my hair, I'll just put two or three ponytails and then put on my satin bonnet and then go to sleep. I try as much as possible to keep it as simple as possible because I know natural hair can be overwhelming. But I say this, you want it as easy or you want it as difficult. It's your choice. But try and keep things as simple as possible. And then for my girls, I mean, now my first two girls, the first one is 16 and then the second one is 14. I have been able to pass that information to them so they do their by themselves. Right now, the first 16-year-old, yes, the 16-year-old, because she celebrated her 16th, she had a party like almost 2 weeks ago. So she asked me to blow dry her hair and then straighten that for her. So I did that, and that's what she's been wearing. And all her friends, you know, they see her in school, they're like, oh, wow, your hair is so beautiful. Yeah, and she tells them it's their natural hair. And, of course, those young girls too want to be able to embrace their own natural hair, but they don't know how. So that's why, and my girls are always like, oh, my mom has a book, you can check it on Amazon and tell your mom to get you the book. So that way you can go natural if you want, and then you know what to do. And my middle daughter now, she has braids. When they're in school, they know it's easier for them to be in braids, just so that way they're not wasting time in the morning trying to fix the hair and trying to do different styles. But when they're in braids, they know to spray the braids and then get some oil in there just so the hair is... They know all that.
Wow, that's good. Now, when they were younger, think back to, and I want to talk about kids' hair for a minute because a lot of moms have kids and are like, oh, my God. When they were younger, if you can think back to, like, maybe when they're 5, 6, did they cry and scream when you did their natural hair, or was it easy process? How was that process?
You know what? For my first two, there was no crying. They were always excited to do the hair because they know they were going to look beautiful with a new hairstyle. But with my third baby, my toddler, who is 5 now, she's always crying. And I'm like, but why is this? But then what I found out was her hair always tangled. It was always, I mean, I'll comb the hair, I'll detangle, and when it's time for me to style, it's all tangled up again. I'm like, what is this? What is this? I mean, I never experienced this with the first two. But then it just occurred to me that, you know, in Nigeria, there's what we call dada, you know, the kids that their hair is always all tangled up. So in my mind, I'm like, my mom, because my mom was around, she was like, maybe she's a dada. I'm like, really? So what I did over this past summer was I clipped the patches that had locks in there that were all tangled up. So I clipped them. I cut them off. And now I'm able to comb through because before I couldn't comb through her hair even after washing, after detangling. But now after cutting out, I didn't let her know because there was a time she saw me with a pair of scissors. And I was like, I'm going to cut this off because why are you always crying? She was like, no, mommy. So I knew, I didn't let her know when I was cutting it with a pair of scissors. So after doing that, now I'm able to comb it and comb it all the way through. I mean, she will still cry a little, but not as much as before. Before it used to be, even if I put TV on or gave her iPad, that was just not, you know, she was always crying. And that's because her scalp was tender and also because the hair was always, you know, tangling up. So my first two was a lot easier, but with my baby girl, a little bit of a challenge.
Yeah.
But we're working through that. So.
Of course. Well, with my two, they cry and scream.
Oh.
And thank God for Hair Yum because I'm able to, you know, use the products and, you know, do that. But still, they've always had sensitive, I just say they have sensitive hair, I guess, or head.
Mm.
And my mom, who had 4 girls, I'm like, I hail you. I don't know how you managed to do all our hair.
I mean, if you grew up in Nigeria, remember, we were always going to the salon, so it wasn't something that our mothers did. It was always you go to the shop and then they fix you up. Yes.
And they fix. And you know what? Even back home, like when we go now, mm-hmm. I'm like, y'all are so lucky. They have, you know, other people that'll braid and do their daughter's hair. I'm like, in America, we do our children's hair. I mean, yes, we go to salon, but a lot of times they'll have somebody, a girl, or you know, even guys are now braiding, and they'll come and braid your hair. And it's like, wow, y'all don't know how lucky you are. You don't have to wash and detangle. Somebody else does all that, and then they bring the girl back and her hair is braided. I'm like,
mm-hmm.
you people are really, really lucky.
Yes, they are.
Wow. Well,
or sometimes they even tell, or sometimes the braiders will come to their house and do all that for them.
Yes, yes, exactly. We are chatting about healthy hair is good hair, natural hair with Lala, and she's a author, a mom, a working mom, and we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. But I wanted to get through some terminology just for those people who might not understand some things about natural hair. So when we say big chop, when people say, you know what, I have chemicals, but I want to go natural, let's talk, what, describe in your words what the big chop is.
So the big chop is maybe you were having relaxes, you know, you have the perm, and now you're ready to just fully embrace your natural hair. Then you go to the barber shop, and they cut off all the relaxed ends. So you might be left with half an inch. That's what it means to big chop. Big chop, just cutting off the relaxed ends. That's what big chop is.
Yes. That's what it is. And then she talks about relaxed ends. So relaxers chemically straighten your hair, whereas your natural hair is chemical free. There's no chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. I love it because, you know, they were saying that a lot of, like, you know, I had a perm. Like everybody growing up, we had perms,
mm-hmm.
right? All those things are not good for your hair, you know. So embracing your natural hair is healthier. It's healthier.
Absolutely.
Now, when you did your workshop for the moms that you talked about, can you share any tips for those who, like, they really want to keep their hair healthy? They, you know, they don't know what to do or where to start. Can you share any tips? I know they're going to find some in your book, but if there's anything that you can share, that would be great as well.
Sure. I mean, one of the things for black hair is our hair can easily break, and that's because it's dry. And what leads to dryness is moisture. So if the hair is not moisturized enough, then it would break. So moisture, meaning that every other day, depending on, you know, the style that you have, if you have heat in your hair, of course, you won't be able to use water to spray it. But if you have twist or twist outs or braid outs, you would want to moisturize every other day. And when you're moisturizing, you have to add water. Always know that water is the best moisturizer. Oil is not a moisturizer. So you first spray in the water, and then you put in your creamy moisturizer, and then you add the oil. The oil is supposed to be a sealant, which means it helps to keep in the moisture from the water a little longer before it escapes in the air. So every other day, you want to make sure that you are moisturizing your hair. Otherwise, it will be too dry. And when it's dry, then you'll see that your hair is breaking.
Yes. And with the cold months, a lot of people
talk
about their hair breaking. Have you experienced that with your kids or yours? And how did you deal with it?
I mean, you just, when it's breaking, you know, okay, there is a moisture in there. But like I always tell my girls, make sure that you are spraying. They have a spray bottle. So I have a spray bottle. They have one. So that way they use that. And then they have their oil, and then they have the moisturizer, just to make sure that they, you know, the hair is moisturized. Currently, my middle daughter, she's the only one that has braids. But then the older one, I'm like, you need to go get braids. Now that your party is over, you need to go get braids. So that way you're not exposing your hair, you know, to this cold to the cold weather.
Yeah, you know, and I keep my girls in braids. To me, braids is such a great protective style, especially if you're a mom and you don't want to, you know, you braid their hair, it looks neat, you don't have to deal with it in the morning, you get up, get dressed, and they go. You might brush it or put some oil, like you said, but it's just a great protective style.
Yeah.
style.
Yeah. Yes, but always keep in mind the only way that it could be a great protective style and will keep your hair is if you, just because you are in braids does not mean that's the end to your hair. You still have to take care of the hair even while in braids. Otherwise, when it's time for you to take out the braids, the hair will be too dry. And then by the time you're combing, you just see that a lot of hair will be coming because that's breakage. The hair has just been dry over a period of 6 to 8 weeks that it's been there. So just, if you're in braids, make sure you keep the moisture game up just so at the end of the day, you can benefit from all the time that you didn't have to do, you didn't have to manipulate your hair. You would get some growth. So in order to keep that growth, make sure that, you know, you're moisturizing.
How long would you say, even this goes for adults or kids, that you should keep your hair in braids?
So in braids, nothing more than 8 to 10 weeks max. Right?
Okay.
So 10 weeks maximum, take it out, and then, you know, wash it, do the deep treatment, and if you want, you can also do your protein treatment and leave your hair to rest before you go get another set of braids.
Another set of braids. Very, very true. Very, because I hear some moms saying, oh, it's been in there for 3 months and 4 months, and you know, I'm like, wow, and that's what you said. It gets the breakage and damage. Okay, so your second book, I want to jump to that, Embracing Who You Are, How to Care for Your Natural Hair. Now, how did you segment into that book? You know, what made you write it?
Yeah, I mean, after finding out that moisture was the big, big deal for black hair, I decided to just dedicate just that one book, that e-book, on how to properly moisturize the hair when you're washing. What should you do on wash day? When on your wash day, you first, if you want to do pre-pull, meaning that you apply oil to your hair before washing. So you do the pre-pull and then you do the shampoo. Oftentimes when I hear mothers, they're like, oh, once I'm done with the shampooing and then I do the conditioner, that's it. I'm like, no, you're missing a step in there. And that's the deep treatment step. You have to do the deep treatment where you allow heat to come to the hair. Once the hair is receiving the heat from the hairdryer, if you have one, or just walk around in the house with a shower cap on your head and your body will generate the heat. The goal of the heat is to open up the hair cuticles so that when you're ready to do the moisturizing, you know, adding the water and also your moisturizer, then the moisture from all that can be absorbed into the air shaft. So once you understand that, you know, during your wash day, these are the things, these are the steps that you need to follow in order to know that you are properly taking care of your hair. Once you know that, then you know exactly what to do. So that was just the main goal of the book, the e-book.
I like it. And let's talk about that wash day very, because I'm like, okay. Okay, so you wash with the shampoo. You condition,
yes.
And then you said this, like you said, most people say, okay, rinse the conditioner and I'm done. But you say, no. Talk about what happens next after the conditioner.
So actually for me, I do the shampoo.
Okay.
And then I rinse out the shampoo, and then I do the deep treatment. That's when you use a conditioner that is meant to deep penetrate the hair. So you're supposed to leave that in for like maybe 35 minutes to 45 minutes under the dryer. Once I'm done with that, once I come out of the dryer, then I rinse out the deep conditioning treatment, and now I add the regular conditioner. And at this point in time with the regular conditioner, I begin to detangle. You now detangle the hair to take out whatever tangles or shed hair that you might have. Then you rinse that out, and now you're ready to style your hair. Now you're ready to put in your leave-in conditioner, and then you add in your creamy moisturizer, and then you put in your oil. You do all that, you twist or whatever you want, whatever style you want to do, and then you would be good. And that's it for a wash day. So those are the steps that you need to take when you're washing your hair.
You just dropped some knowledge. I know people who are listening are going to be like, wow, this is really, really cool. Now, I know a question that I always get, deep condition. How often do you do it each time you wash?
Yes.
How often?
Yes.
Wow.
Every time you wash with your shampoo. I mean, sometimes some naturalistas will just do a co-wash, and co-wash simply means you washing your hair with just the regular conditioner. So if you're doing a co-wash, then you might not be able to do the deep conditioning. But when I put in shampoo, I know I need to follow that up with a deep conditioning treatment.
Wow. And then at night, I get this a lot. I say invest in a silk wrap or a scarf to protect
yes.
your hair while you sleep.
Absolutely.
You agree with that, right? You never sleep
Absolutely.
With your hair open. Okay.
Well,
and
I mean, you have some,
too.
You know, some naturals, they sleep with their hair open, and, you know, some, they still grow, you know, healthy hair. But some, so sometimes one cap doesn't fit all. Some might do something, and if you do that, your hair will like, no, don't try that with me. So you always have to listen to your hair. So for me, I always wear my hair bonnet. Even all my three girls, even the little one. Once she's in the house, she's back from school, I'm like, okay, go get your hair bonnet. She's like, Mom, but why? I'm not ready to sleep yet. I'm like, yeah, you're in the house because I know you're going to be jumping up and down. I don't want you to mess up your hair, so go get your hair bonnet. So we do that.
Yeah, us too. And it's so funny. My girls now are conditioned. When they come in, they're like, oh, I got to put my hair bonnet on. And it's so
yeah,
cute.
That's
so good. Like,
exactly.
Take it off.
Good practice.
It's good practice. Yes. We are chatting with Lola Forwara. She's an author. She's a mom. And she's a working mom. So before I get into your third book, I wanted to talk about just how it is. You're a business analyst. Like I said, you have banking and finance degrees from, you know, Nigeria and a master's in America. How do you manage being a working mom, writing books, being a wife, a mom of three girls? How do you manage everything?
I mean, you just do it, right? You just set time aside and know that you want to do it. And I get my girls and my husband involved, right? Okay, I need to go do this now. I need to do some writing. I need to, you know, work on some things. So please help me out. So they know if I need to do something, then they step up. My girls, they know how to cook for themselves. They can make dinner and then take care of the little one. So it's all just being able to communicate that, you know, amongst every member of the family, just so everybody knows where help is needed, and then gradually be able to do it. If they see that you are truly committed to what you're doing, of course, everybody will chip in. It's all family thing. And then you'll be able to get what you have, get it done. If you have to wake up, you know, like an hour earlier before everybody does in the house, then you have to do that. If I have to stay up late at night, then I have to do that. I just have to make sure that I'm doing something, no matter how little, each day towards the success of the business and my brand that I'm growing.
Wow, I love that. I love it. And, you know, Lola, I wanted to asked you about, you know, when we talked about the brand, what are some challenges that you face as you're working and you're trying to grow your brand and, you know, with natural hair and all your advice and books? A lot of people think, oh, I write a book and it'll make me millions and I'll get back. But we know it doesn't happen like, yeah, we wish.
No,
can you share some challenges maybe for the moms and what you did to kind of overcome your challenges?
I mean, at every stage in time, you would always have challenges. I mean, growing a brand is not—it's not overnight. It's gonna take some time. It's gonna take awareness. That's really what I'm doing right now: building the awareness and getting myself out there. And thank God for social media. And like they say, the gatekeepers are no longer there, so everybody has access to the whole world now. You can go live on Facebook, or you can go live on Periscope, and recently you can go live on Instagram. So just getting yourself out there and letting people know exactly what you do. The more times they can see you, then they're able to connect you with whatever your message is. So my goal is for them to see my face and then say, oh, that's Lola. Oh, she talks about natural hair. How to be beautiful with your natural hair. So it's just being able to step out. I think that would just be the challenge, being able to step out and create that awareness, network with other people in the field, you know, the natural hair community, just so I can get myself out there. That's what I'm doing at this point in time, just trying to grow my brand and grow my business and put myself out there.
And you know, Alola, I just love your, when y'all click on this link, I love this picture. Did you, it was, I know you said it was a bantu knot that kind of went astray.
I know, right?
Said that, I'm like, okay. But I want everybody to know, especially we talk about this women in business. I love your professional picture. Click on her link. You'll see her necklace, her earrings, her, you are just put together. And I love it. Did you get a professional to do your makeup and your outfit? Talk about your, because brand is not just, okay, I have a book, your whole package, and I love it.
Yeah.
Can you talk about, like, this picture, like, how you got everything together?
This picture. Okay, so for a long time, I was thinking, okay, I know I'm going to be doing a photo shoot, but what's my outfit going to be? I wasn't sure what it was. It wasn't coming to me. I'm like, in the natural hair community, we love colors. We love patterns. We love bold colors. I'm like, okay, I don't want to do all those colors. And then out of nowhere, I'm not sure if I saw it and if I got the inspiration from Pinterest or I can't remember. But I'm like, okay, let me just do, you know, pattern mixing. Let me do the stripes. In this picture, you can't see my skirt. But then the skirt is a black and white with diamond shape, black and white. So it was kind of like, if you look at it, it looks different. And that was what I wanted. I wanted something that was different, that would catch your attention, make you stop, and if you were scrolling and then you see the picture, that was the goal, just to something to stop you in your tracks and say, hey, what's this? Who is this? This looks different, but then you would like, you know, the patterns that I've been mixed together. So for my makeup, I got a professional to do the makeup, and also, of course, the pictures were taken by a professional photographer as well.
Why, it paid off. And if you go to the cover, if you type Healthy Hair is Good Hair and her name on Amazon, you actually see the cover of the book and her patterns and the skirt that she's talking about. It's really nice.
Yeah.
And I always tell people, investing, especially for your photo shoot, invest in the makeup, the hair. It's so important. It really, really
is.
Well, I just love it. I just love it.
Thank you.
Chatting live. Time is flying. Oh, my God. I have so many questions. Time is flying.
Okay.
Well, I wanted to transition. We've talked about your two books that you wrote and about natural hair. You're very well-versed. A lot of people might ask, and like you said in the beginning, you just learned all this by you being a mom of three girls. I mean,
that's right.
Basically. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
What do you wish you knew? What do you wish that you knew when you first started that you know now about natural hair that you can share? Like something that you've learned that you're like, wow, you know, this is really powerful. I wish I knew it when I first had my baby girl, you know?
I think then, when I just started to, one of my main concerns then was just the dryness that I was feeling in my hair, right? It was kinky, and then you put in the moisturizer, and then minutes later or hours later, it's like water never touched the hair. I'm like, how, what is happening here? But then what I know now is the hair needs that deep treatment. Remember the deep treatment step that I said? That's what the hair needs. Without that treatment, without the deep treatment, no matter the amount of water that you pass in there, because the hair cuticles for us, for kinky hair, most of the time what we have is low porosity hair, which means that the cuticles are tightly closed, so we need the heat to be able to help us open up the cuticles, the hair cuticles, just a little to get moisture in there. So what I know now is moisture is a game changer when it comes to our kinky hair, but then I didn't know that then. I wanted my hair to be big, to have those big curly, big curls for like 3C girls. But hey, I'm 4B, 4C. I'm not going to ever have that. So I had to come to terms that, hey, my hair would never be like that. So this is what I have. So Lola, learn to work with what you have. So once you understand this is the texture of hair that you have, how do you take care of it? How do you make it healthy? So that way, if you know you're taking care of it and it looks healthy, you're doing different stuff, then you begin to love your hair, and then you feel comfortable, you know, outside wearing your hair. So that's what I didn't know that then, but now I know. And then I try to preach the good news to every black woman who is interested in wearing natural hair.
Yeah, and it's a movement. It's really a movement.
Yeah.
I mean, now, and I'm going to break down again for our listeners. I'm going to talk about the hair texture types that she was talking about, 4B, 4C. But it's really a movement, and I love it. I love when I see little girls with the puffy, you know, kinky hair, and they're proud of it. They wear it.
Yeah.
Women, because when I was growing up, everybody had a perm. Everybody had, you know, the fake weave. And it's just nice to see natural hair. You know, it really is. Natural hair is beautiful.
Yeah.
So we talked about hair textures, and just high level, type one is natural straight hair. It's just your straight hair. Type two, the wavy curly, you know, think of Drew Barrymore. They have Scarlett Johansson, you know, those. Now, type three is your curly kinky. You know, think Mariah Carey, Alicia Keys, you know. They also have those springy curls with the S shape. And then me and Lola, we're type four, which is the kinky coily. Okay, tightly curly coils with distinct pattern, high shrinkage, low porosity.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we fall into that category. You know, think Lauryn Hill, her.
Sorry.
So those are the hair textures. Those are the, and
yes.
Everybody's hair texture is different, and
absolutely.
You love your hair. I think you said it well. Yeah, you love your hair. Love it, love it, love it.
Yes.
Okay,
just,
so we've chatted about hair, and time is flying, so I want to get to your third book that I love this book. You want to have a baby? You want to have an American baby? Okay. A step-by-step guide on the process of having a baby in America. We could do a whole show on this. But talk about this book. I might actually do a whole show on this. But talk about this book and what made you write it. And I noticed your other books are like, you know, $15 or less. This book is $47. So I want to ask you about the book and the price. So go ahead.
Okay. All right, so the book, You Want to Have Your Baby in America. So I was on Bella Niger, which is a page, a website where you have Nigerian writers. They come in, and then you have a lot of Nigerians all over the world. They go to that page just to read about fashion and whatever is going on in Nigeria. So there was this particular article that was written by another girl talking about mainly Nigerian mothers coming from Nigeria to the U.S. to have their babies and having problems with the families that they were staying with. And then I went on there. I read all, there were like over 200 comments. I had to go through each and every comment just to read and understand, okay, what are people saying? Why is this a big issue? Why is this a huge topic? Why are the, you know, that many comments on just this topic? So I read through and I'm like, there's something in here. I have had two nephews and three nieces that were born in the U.S., you know, the mothers all came outside of the U.S. from Nigeria and one from London. And then they came in here to have their babies. So I've been through that process for five different times. I'm like, it's not that hard. It shouldn't be this hard. It shouldn't be this difficult. Why don't I just put a resource out there? So interested mothers from Nigeria, you don't need to know anybody in the U.S. As long as you have all this information that is being provided in the book, you know what to do. You know exactly what to do. And even in the book, I mentioned how you should be a great guest if you're staying with somebody. So if they are ousting you, they're telling you to come to their home for you to have your baby, that's a lot for them to open up their house for you to come in. So you have to be helpful, right? They go to work, they come back. If there's a way you can help them prepare dinner, do that. They would appreciate that. And if you need to go for your doctor's visit and you need them to give you a ride, because you've been helpful in the house, they would always want to go out of their way to help you too. So it's a win-win. You know, you have to both be able to help each other out. So that way your stay in that house will be as peaceful as and as pleasant as you wanted. So that was just, and the book was written within 2 weeks. Within 2 weeks, I put all the information together, and then I told one of my friends who helps to publish book, and then she helped me to publish the book.
Wow, I love it. I think this book is, now this is a book I'm like, OMG, I just, so many women will really appreciate this book, especially those that have had people come to their house like me.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Like you. Tell them to go get the book. So the next time they know how to behave when they're in the house, you don't need to tell them anything. We know how to behave. If you're leaving the room, please turn off the lights. Leaving the room, turn on the lights. Don't just run the water like that, please. We are paying bills here, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
I love it. And so the book is 33 pages. It's, you know, it's a good read. And I think a lot of people who wanted that American baby will love this book.
Mm-hmm.
And now your price, now I saw it was $47. What made you price it a little bit differently than the natural hair books?
Well, I mean, that is a very well-niched community, right? If you're planning on coming to the U.S., you know you're going to spend a lot of money. So, I mean, $47 is nothing to you for you to get all the information that you don't need to keep asking people. Even the people that you sometimes come in here to meet, they don't know anything about the system. They don't know how all that works. But now you have all your information. All you just need is accommodation. But then in the book, I shared other accommodation options that you have. If you have your money and you're coming to the U.S., you can have whatever it is you want. But just knowing where to go for information, that is key. And, of course, information is power. Information is knowledge. So that's why you have it at that price. And that's even a very reasonable price, $47. It's reasonable.
Yes, yes. And I like that you have the experience. I mean, you talk about, you know, the visas, the, you know, what to do, the exposure, the hassle-free travels. I mean, this book is looks like it will really have saved a lot. I mean, now all my friends and their kids are older, but years ago, you know, when they were coming over, I wish I could have said, here, take this book and read it, because this is good. This is really, really good. This is really good. So now, in terms of what's next for you, I know, you know, you talk about healthy hair and, you know, you have this book. What else can we expect to see from you in the future?
In the future, I mean, I begin to evolve, you know, things will always come up, other opportunities will come up. But my main goal is just to go out there, and, of course, I'm also a public speaker, speak to young girls, speak to mothers, get the mothers empowered to know how to take care of black hair. If the mothers are empowered, of course, they're going to teach their girls. And what a better way to have our young black girls being, you know, proud of their natural hair, embracing their natural hair, knowing that they don't need the weaves or the wigs to feel beautiful, that just with their natural hair, they know exactly what to do, that they are beautiful with that. That is what I'm after, being able to see those young girls, you know, just walking with their afro, their twist out, or whatever it is they have, whatever hairstyle, the natural hairstyle they have, and feeling confident in it. So there used to be a young girl, one of my friends, the daughter, she has a lot of Caucasian friends, and she would always go to the Egyptian store every 2 or 3 weeks to get her hair straightened, and that was what they were doing religiously. Of course, because of the heat damage, the hair was no longer retaining it, the curl pattern. So, and then the mom didn't like how the hair was looking. It was looking so limp. So she reached out to me saying, hey, this is what is happening. What do you suggest I do? So I gave her, okay, just make sure you stop going there, number one. You have to stop going to the Egyptian store, and then you have to treat the hair and twist it, you know, and do different natural styles for her. And then 6 months down the road, everything, you know, she was able to get the hair back, and now the girl wears twist. And, of course, recently one of the Caucasian friends asked her, aren't you going to get your hair straightened? She said, nope, I love my hair curly like this. I'm like, yeah, That's it. That's what we're after. That empowerment.
Yes.
You know, knowing that, hey, my natural hair is beautiful. You just need to tell them what to do. Once they have that knowledge, that's power to them. And nobody can ever take that away. That's it. That's it for young black girls to know, hey, natural hair is beautiful. It might be puffy, but even when it's puffy, I know what to do with it. And I know why it is puffy. That's my goal. That's what I'm after. So teach the moms, and then the moms will teach the daughters.
Yeah. How important is water? A lot of people don't underestimate drinking water, you know, moisturizing with water. As a natural hair expert, talk about the benefit of water for your hair, for your body, everything as a natural.
I mean, we used to think, oh, we didn't need to put water. I mean, if you're wearing a perm, you don't want water in
there.
But for natural hair,
exactly.
Our hair loves and craves water. So give it as much water as possible. I mean, if you have a plant, what do you do to the plant? You water it so that way it can grow. So just as much as you do that, then you also need to do that to the hair. And drink as much, of course, we're always saying this, even for us adults, we don't drink that much water, but we know we're supposed to be doing it, but try as much as possible to get enough water in your body, because whatever you take in, that would also be reflected in what you produce, you know, in terms of your hair, and also the health of your hair. So water is our hair's best friend. BFF, natural hair, water together, yes.
Water together. Wow. Time is flying, but somebody had sent me an email and they said, you know what, heat, you know, she was flat ironing her hair using heat and she wanted to stop it, but she was like, what style can I, you know, is it possible to just stop using heat? What's the benefits of just leaving, like maybe for the next 6 months, no heat, you know, on the hair? What styles can she do? And, you know, I just think of twists, but talk about heat, like how you can reverse the effects of heat damage, and what's a quick style? I mean, are you a twist person? I know you've mentioned twists for a natural, to just a quick go-to style for a natural.
So heat can be addictive, so you have to know
yes.
that. And it's all a mindset game, right? If you're used to the heat, why do you do that? Is it because you prefer your hair straight? Right? Oftentimes that might be the reason. So you have to ask yourself, do you really want straight hair? If that's what you want, then you can keep doing the heat. But if you know you want to wear all these curly, big hairstyles, you know, then you'd have to gradually reduce the heat usage so that way your hair can thrive. And then if you're using heat, make sure you're also backing that up with protein treatment every time that you wash your hair. So you have different styles that you can do. You can do twists, do a twist and then do twist out, or you can do braids and then do the braid out, or you can do bantu knot out, or you can do flexi rods or perm rods. There are different styles that you know you can do. And if you know you're itching to get the heat, then you can just slam on a wig. Right, I prefer wigs as a protective style, because at the end of the night you can take off the wig and then treat your hair, do the moisturizing, and then the next day then you can wear it back up. But at least you're not neglecting the hair. So you must always ask yourself, why do I keep going to the heat? So as long as you understand what the heat is doing to your hair, do you still want to go that route, or do you want to have a turnaround and say, you know what? No, instead of using the heat, even the blow dryer, let your hair air dry. So you wash it and then you put it into a chunky twist just so it can dry up, and then you can now do whatever, if you want to do twist or bantu or cornrows or braids, then you can now do your styling.
What did you say? I'm sorry?
I said it's a shift in mindset. It's a shift in mindset.
Yes. Wow, I could talk all night about natural hair, but we have 1 minute left. So, again, tell people how they can follow you, how they can reach you. Please tell people how they can connect with you.
All right, thank you. So I'm on Facebook. I have a Facebook page, Lola Fora, where I go live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and then share tips for you to grow healthy, beautiful, natural hair. And if you have any questions, you can always ask me, you know, after watching the video. I'm also on Periscope as well, at Lola Fawura. I'm on Instagram at Lola Fawura. And also I have my blog page, editorinkinks.com, where I blog and share things all about natural hair and how to grow healthy, beautiful, natural hair.
Wow, amazing. I love to love. I'm going to Facebook now. I'm going to make sure I'm connected to
sure.
all your stuff. And it was so nice. It was really, really so
Thank
nice
you.
Chatting with you about natural hair, about your books, being a mom,
Thank
a
you.
Wife, and, you know, much success. And hopefully we will see you back on our podcast to chat. We would love that.
Oh, definitely. Anytime. Thank you, Tosi, for having me. And like I told you today, I'm so proud of you, a fellow Nigerian, and all that you have accomplished. I'm really, truly proud of you. You are an inspiration as well to me, and I'm sure to other Nigerian women as well. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
So we are done. We are done with our podcast for this week. So excited about our guest. I learned so much, and I love chatting about healthy hair is good hair. Go to Amazon, check out her books, and, you know, connect with her on social media. All right. Well, we'll be back next week with another show. Again, thank you for listening to MGN Radio. And remember to connect with us on social media at Dare to Aspire and at Hairium. All right. Bye.